Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, listeners. If you can hear me, you're listening to EIE, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. It's Mother's Day. Tonight our show is Mother's Day shout-outs. I'm having a little problem with the internet at the moment, so do me a favor. Please bear with me. Give me a few seconds to get this right, and we'll be right back to get our show started. Please stand by. Listeners, if you can hear me, this is Tony Nix, your host. Having a little problem with the internet. I'm working on it. Should be fixed shortly. Please stand by. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry for that. There was a little problem with the internet, but we're on live. Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. Want to wish all the mothers across the nation a happy Mother's Day. Please forgive me for the delay in the beginning of our show. Technical difficulties, but thank God I was able to solve them. Still working on a couple of things here. Tonight is Mother's Day. Shout out. Come on and talk about your mom or give your mom a shout out. If your mom isn't here with us in the physical, I know she's here with us in the spirit. If you'd like to talk about that tonight, this is your night. This is Mother's Night. Welcome again to EIE, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough. Save Our Children. You can find us on Facebook, or you can go to EIESaveOurChildren.wix.com. You can register, become a member of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. We need you. We're looking for strong men, strong women. Our children are in trouble, and we need all the help that we can get. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our show. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for holding on.
Get pot. The cops shut down the party. Jeans sag low, blow smoke out of the tree. We've got love for y'all.
Children Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Welcome to tonight's show. Again, I apologize for the delay. We had a little technical difficulty, but I've managed to straighten some things out. Again, happy Mother's Day to all of America's mothers. You deserve a day. You gave birth to us. You've nurtured us. I hope you've had a blessed Mother's Day. Tonight is Mother's Day shout-outs across the nation. You want to give your mother a shout-out, or if you're a mother who just wants to call in because you may be missing a son or a daughter this Mother's Day, feel free. Tonight is your night. I just want to kick it off by wishing my mother a happy and blessed Mother's Day. I have the privilege to attend church with her this morning, and I got to tell you, the pastor really brought a message. He gave mothers so much props, I can't even put it into words. And he even mentioned the fact that it was about the mothers who are being mothers, not about the mothers who are not being mothers. In other words, not about the mothers who are just mothers by title. He's talking about the ones who's nurtured us, who helped to heal our wounds emotionally and physically, those who've raised us single-handedly, got us through college, picked us up when we was down and let us know that we could achieve. These are the mothers he was talking about. He also stated the fact that you only get one. They don't come in a six-pack. Love your mother, because if not for her, you wouldn't be here today. So even to those mothers who are not being mothers, your children still love you in spite of you. I need to say that. I know motherhood today for a lot of women, especially African-American women, is not an easy job, especially when you don't have that father stepping up to the plate to do what he needs to do, or perhaps the father may be deceased or incarcerated. But still, big ups to the mother who, as they say, is doing the damn thing. You deserve a day. Matter of fact, Mother's Day should be every day for you. You put the food on the table. You keep the house straight. You keep a roof over our heads. Thank you, mother. Thank you, and thank God for you. I'm going to go to the phone line shortly. Just bear with me. I'm trying to put things together, being that we started with a little bit of a delay, but we got a lot of time. Again, our call-in number tonight is 424-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to chime in. Leave your comments. I will read them off as the show goes on. Again, it's Mother's Day, and we're giving mothers their props. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to kick it off with my first caller. He's starting to be a regular here. I'm so blessed to have this brother in my life. I like what he's doing. Okay? He ain't talking about it. He is about it. He's a blessing. He's a godsend. I don't believe in coincidence. You know, like minds just seem to get together in this world today that we live in, because we are under so much distraction and attack that we're losing focus on ourselves, on our people. And this brother is from behind the wall. I got a lot of respect. He has no idea the respect that I have for him and the commitment that he has made to help those and to prevent our youth and young adults from making the mistakes he made. You know, this brother is a selfless brother, all right? He leads by example. He's not about a lot of lip service, okay? He's in it, getting it done, and he's doing it from behind the wall. So those of us that are on this side of the wall, I have to say, what excuse do we have? We ain't got none. We can come up with some, but reality is we don't have any. I'm a welcome brother as to tonight's show. Please stand by. Oh, my God, I'm having a problem again. Brother Hess, can you hear me? Good evening.
Man, good evening. How you doing, Mr. Nix?
I'm all right. As soon as this switchboard gets to clicking the way it needs to, I'll be just fine. But, brother, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you tonight. It's Mother's Day. What you got, my man?
Man, I just want to continue to thank God, man, for all the sisters, man, the mothers, you understand me, the daughters, man, that have been placed in our lives to give us that hope. You know, you said it so well earlier, man, when you said, you know, where one mother is unable to carry on, there's another sister placed in our life to pull up that strap, you understand me, and keep everything going in unison the way it's supposed to go. So, you know, tonight I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to put Mama on the map. You know, my mother, you know, I grew up as a biracial child in the inner city, and I was embarrassed about my mama because my white lady in the projects in that city of Atlanta. And I used to be so embarrassed about mama because, you know, everybody used to pick on me and call me white trash and hunky and this and that and another, you know. And I was like, you know, man, I ain't never have no father. So, you know, I used to go home and I used to ask mama, I said, Mama, you sure I'm black? Because everybody's looking on me, Mama. You know what I'm saying? And Mama was the only other white person that I knew, you know what I'm saying, that could understand my pain of being inside of a culture and a community that did not like white people. And so, you know, Mama said, man, baby, you just know that your father is just as black as any of these children that pick on you. And that is your race, you know, and you got to embrace that. You know, one day they're going to see you for the jewel that you. Until you get that opportunity to shine, you're going to have to go through some things. So you just stand firm. If your mama can stand in this hood and she do her thing, you understand me, then I know my baby boy can. You my only boy, and I want to see you become the man that you're supposed to be. Don't let nobody tear you down before you get what God has given you to build upon. And so, you know, tonight I just dedicate this opportunity to thank my mother. And also, you know, when my mother had me, man, you know, just a real quick understanding on it. My mother was on the run from the feds for bank robbery in California, and she had me and knew that she was going to have to go back into the feds to serve that time. But she went on the run and came to Atlanta, Georgia, and found an old lady that was over 85 years old named Madea on the west side of Atlanta. And that old lady took me in, and she cared for me while my mama went back out and did her fed time. And Madea, you know, for the rest of my first 15 years of life, any place where Mama was leaving off at, you know, Madea picked up the slack, you know, and Madea continued to carry on that understanding to let me know, baby, God made you that way for a reason. You know, one day you're going to see that reason and why it is that he made you the way, but you're going to have to go through these tests. And she told me, she said, baby, you just keep on reading James chapter 1, verse 2, where it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and tribulations of many kinds, knowing that the trying of your faith going to work the patience that you need to reach that heavenly place. So I just thank you so much for having this show, man. I'm on standby, and I'm with you, man, for the duration of the show, because I definitely got plenty of shots out for the mother, for my mother, you know what I'm saying, wasn't able to continue to carry it on all the way. So I thank you so much, Mr.
Well, Brother Hess, man, I really appreciate you supporting the show. Wow, man, you know, with things you said tonight, that's real, real big, man. I'm going to get to the next caller, you know, because I get kind of emotional on Mother's Day. But I'm going to go to our next caller. That's caller, I didn't get a chance to screen the call, but I'm going to bring him in. That's caller 773-6999. Good evening, caller. Are you there? Hello, 773-6999-9982. Caller, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, perhaps I'll move on to the next caller. That's another area code 773-970-3098. Caller, good evening. Are you there? Hello? 773-970-3098. Caller, are you there? Can you hear me? Good evening. Welcome to the EIE, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. Caller, can you hear me? Okay, perhaps they can't hear me. Let me try this next line again. Call us 773-699-9982. Caller, are you on the air? Hello? Okay, perhaps this caller chooses not to speak because their mic is open. 773-699-9982. Caller, are you there? Okay, that caller hung up. Let's try 773-970-3098. Let's see if this caller will respond. Hello, good evening. 773-970-3098. Caller, can you hear me? Well, maybe we have a bad connection or they can't hear me. Hello, caller, are you there? I can hear you. Can you hear me? No, they can't. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to see what's going on with these phone lines. People are not responding. So bear with us for a moment.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. Content to let me shine. That's your way. You always walk a step behind. See, I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength. Yes, you can. Only a face without a name. I never once heard you complain. No, no, no. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Number tonight is 424-258-9271. If you call in, press 1. I know you're in the queue and you want to come on the line and be heard tonight. Tonight we're shouting out to our mother. It's Mother's Day. Give your mother her props. Also, if you press 1, your number will come up and I will see it. And if I scream the call and you hear my voice, please respond. If you don't want to be in the queue, press 2. And this, therefore, I will not try to scream your number. Thank you. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments. I got a few more people on the line. I'm going to get you a call shortly. But please, if you don't want to say anything, don't press 1. Thank you. You're listening to EIE, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. My name is Tony Nix. There's a brother on the line right now. I was hoping this brother had came in, I believe it was last week, but he is finally here. Okay, I chat with this brother a lot on Facebook. He comes strong. He comes positive. I'm grateful that he's called in tonight. Without further delay, let's welcome Brother Manu. Good evening, my brother. Are you there?
Oh, man, I've been blessed, man. I've been blessed, man. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, brother.
Yes, it is, man. Welcome to tonight's show, man. Tonight we're giving mothers their props. It's Mother's Day. And I'm so grateful that you called in. I was looking for you a couple of weeks ago, and I guess you couldn't make it. But welcome to tonight's show, man. Tell us a little bit about you and what's going on, man. How's your Mother's Day going today?
Well, my Mother's Day is kind of one of these emotional days, man, because I'm up here in Minnesota. My mom's down in Georgia, and, I just love my mom a whole heap of bunch, man. Yeah, I mean, and I just realized yesterday that one of my good friends, we had to, her mom's homegoing celebration was yesterday because she passed away on the 2nd. And, you know, it's just so fortunate, you know, to have a mother to be produced or, you know what I'm saying, come from a woman, you know what I'm saying, which we all are, you know what I'm saying. There's very few people walking around and we can honestly say a test tube babies, so we know we all came from a woman. And in that in itself, man, just made, you know what I'm saying, even though we know every day is Mother's Day, because a mother is a mother every day. Yeah, I mean, just being able to take time out and remember and acknowledge and understand the role of a woman and how, you know, women are the first teacher and the first nurturers, the first nurses, like the brother Farrakhan said, of humanity. So, you know, we don't take that lightly. That is a very important role. And just knowing that, you know, the female is, you know, three times, the mother is three times more important than the father, you know, is real humbling, you know, as a father myself, you know. So just this, you know, certain lessons that I picked up on today, listen to the elders and listen to the sisters and listen to the older brothers speak, you know, about the importance of the mothers, if not our mothers, but the females that have been put in positions to, you know, demonstrate motherly or share motherly love or advice or care and concern. That's very important, because, you know, that is, you know, that's the vision for the future. You know, it's, you know, it comes through the womb of a mother, of a female.
Exactly.
And, you know, so that's what I'm on today, brother, and that's what my thing is today, brother.
Well, again, you know, man, I'm so so glad that you called in, man. You know, Mother's Day is just, you know, a very, very important day. You know, as we have been saying, Mother's Day is every day. You know, sometimes they have to give us that tough love, you know, and let us fall on our faces before we realize mama was right all the time, you know. yeah, you know, I had to find out a lot of stuff like that, you know, because I was, you know, I was just an angry kid, you know. But thank God for what I know today, and thank God that she's still with me. Like I said, I attended church with her this morning, and boy, she was holding on pretty tight, you know. And I think I know why, because I was uncomfortable this morning. I was, you know, my spirit wasn't right. And she sent
right.
me. And I, as much as I tried to hide it, you know, when it came time to go up to the front for prayer, she said, come on and go with me.
Right.
And I said, wow, you know, and I'm not doing a real good job hiding it, you know. And, you know, afterwards, I got to tell you, man, I felt so much better. You know, it's sometimes
right.
it's something as simple as that that your mama could do that it makes it all go away, whatever it is in that moment, you know?
Yep.
So
yep.
you know, I have a lot of gratitude for this lady. You know, we had a, you know, growing up, I would say we had a love-hate relationship because I was a very, very angry kid and rebellious and didn't understand everything and thought I knew and didn't know, you know, and then I became a parent and I learned some things like, oh, okay, this is how it goes. All
right. Right.
I was wrong, you know. But I'm grateful for that awakening, you know, for that rude right. awakening that I found out some things that, you know, even mothers make mistakes. Even mothers
you know,
are wrong at times, okay? We got to learn to forgive them and to understand that sometimes they're doing the best they can. And
that's
that
right.
sometimes... It's, you know, they don't care whether we understand or not. So long as they feeding us, putting a roof on our, over our heads, and taking care of us, sometimes we
right.
need to keep our mouth closed. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
I had to learn that. Now, that's not an easy lesson, but thank God I did learn it. You know, nothing can replace mothers. Nothing.
No,
you know,
nothing.
And I know being a mother today for some, it's not easy. It's not easy
right.
raising two or three children alone, okay? And some of it is by choice, but a lot of it is not by choice. But they're still,
right.
they haven't given up on their children. They're doing the best that they can. And I know being a single dad, that being a single mother is a serious job. I'm going to go to the next
right.
caller, brother. Man, you don't go nowhere. I got Brother Hest on the line. I know he's glad you joined us. I'm going to take this next caller right after this short, brief, and I mean brief, break. So stand by, brother. Be still for a moment.
Yep. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I know you love me. I can tell by the way that you kiss me. Tight when you hug me. Took me to school the very first day. Gave me a piece of butterscotch. Sent me on my way. I know it's frightening. I can tell by the pain in your eyes. When the rent was late again. Too strong to fold. Being on your own. Lord bless the soul. Mama knows love.
Mama, the love like the backbone. Used to fall asleep daily in the work zone. Mama, swear you never have to worry again.
Mama, I swear you never have to worry, no.
Mama, the love like the backbone.
Mama, new love.
Used to wipe feet just to make the ends meet.
Oh, no.
Mama, swear you never have to worry again.
A bright and early,
right.
scrambled eggs,
right.
swelling in your legs,
right.
bills on the bed. Still you managed
right.
to show me a smile,
right.
then walk to work about
right.
2 or 3 miles. Mom, I'm gonna struggle with you. I'm gonna help you see the bigger picture. You gave me something no one can take away. You make it so easy to say. I love you, mama.
Mama, the love that
your mama knew love.
Used to fall asleep daily in your work zone.
Every day.
Mama, swear you never have to worry again.
You never have to worry again. Mama, I love you. Yeah, yeah.
Mama, the love that
mama knew love.
Used to wipe feet just to make the
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Mama,
yeah.
swear you never have to worry again.
No.
Mama, knew love.
Mama, knew love.
She gave me love.
Crazy love.
4242589271. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to go in and leave your comments. I just noticed a moment ago that the chat room had crashed, but it's coming back up, so just be a little patient. Again, we're giving mothers their props tonight. If you're a mother and you would like to call in, feel free. This is your show. Also, quick note, if you call in, please be aware of background noise such as, you know, your cat, your dog, radio, TV, what have you. This is being taped, and I would like a clear taping. Okay, so thank you for that. Getting back to the phone lines, I have a lady on the line who just called in. Her name is Sister Walia. Let's welcome her to tonight's show. Good evening, Sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Welcome to tonight's show. How are you? And are you a mother? If so, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Same to all the other mothers that are out there, be it male or female, you know. It's hard raising a child, period.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So are you enjoying your day?
Yeah, I had a nice day. The ladies at work made food, which is good. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
So, well, see, that's what y'all do. Y'all get food, especially if you got to work. You know, be like, hey, this Mother's Day. All right, we got to bring some food and kind of lounge a little bit. They'll understand it's Mother's Day.
Of course.
Correct.
Yeah. I didn't make anything.
Well, you
bad.
Didn't know. It was a surprise. It was a surprise to you. If you don't mind, what kind of work do you do? If you don't mind me asking.
I work for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I got lucky with that, but yeah, I'm happy with my job, and they're very welcoming, which is kind of hard, you know, to find that at jobs these days, that everyone is very welcoming and understands that we have to put our best foot forward to get where we need to be. So I got to say, God bless me with that. Thank you.
Right. So, do you know, mommy, are you a single mom or, you know?
I'm not about to be anymore.
Oh, well, thank God for
yeah.
that. That's nice.
I know, yeah, I'm not about to be anymore. So that's another blessing, just, you know. Whew, yeah.
Okay, so you started out a single mom then?
Yes. Well, not really. It just kind of like fell like that. It happens, you know. You see eye to eye one minute and then the next. I can't speak for most females, but I can speak for me. Having a child is an eye-opening experience. You see the world so differently after you realize that you're going to bring a child into the world. And that's basically what happened to me. I saw things very different after becoming pregnant. So I decided to be single about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You made a decision. Wow.
I had to.
You had to. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to pry too much, but what was the experience? Yeah, really. I don't want to put you on blast like that. I would just want to ask, what was the experience like once you became a single mother?
You mean after having a child?
Right.
Oh, well, after having a child, I was like, it was the best idea. You know, it was a hard decision, but somehow it just, like I said, I don't even want to say too much because you never know who's here listening.
Exactly. I understand.
But it was something that was needed to be done, and I'm happy. I'm happy that I did it that way. It was hard. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard because not to say you want to look back and say, well, what if I did? No. Mm-mm. Yeah. The what if just never came because I knew.
Exactly.
I just knew. So I'm happy with the decision I made. Being mother and father, it's kind of hard. Because I'm more laid back. I want to spoil my kids, but I can't.
Right.
Can't spoil them, yeah.
But you never gave up on them. You know, you held it down. Mm-hmm. You held it down, you know. And a lot of mothers like yourself are doing that today. You know, they're holding it down. And I know it's not easy in the society that we live in for single mothers. You know, protecting your child, you know, preventing your child from becoming a victim of society's ills, you know, especially if you come out of a community that's plagued with violence and drugs and all kind of negative influences, and you're trying to raise your daughters or your sons, that's no joke, you know, because I know the pressure on children. It's hard out there. You know, you know, sometimes survival of the fittest for our young. You know, it's those that want you in their negativity or give you that message, either you with us or you against us. Some of them don't know how to respect the fact that you don't want to be a part, you know, that child or that son or that daughter don't want to be a part of that negativity. You know, that
exactly.
They're coming out of a single family home that's pretty structured. And that mother is saying, baby, don't do that. You know, or honey, don't dress like that. Son, don't join that gang. You know, but when they leave out that door, it's hard. But I know there's big-time pressure out there, big pressure out there, you know. So, you know, God bless you for the job you're doing with your child. How old is your child?
My oldest? Is 15 and my youngest son is 12, but I got to tell you, my son surprised me this year, and he wound up getting chosen for a high school conference for engineering and technology with a company called Lead America. I don't know if anybody has heard of Lead America, but if your child is structured and knows what they want to do. They want to become a lawyer or they want to enter politics, anything that you know that this company can help your child get geared there. It's going to cost a little money. But my son was chosen due to his test scores. So he's going there this June, and I'm absolutely thrilled. He shocked me. I know he's good in science and math, but that shocked me because I was in tears.
Well, that comes from what you put in, you know. I understand you being shocked, but at the same time, that's something you should be very, very proud of. Okay.
Oh, I am.
How old is he? He's 15.
Yes.
And do you know?
And his mind is in the world, you know. He's in the world now. So
well,
that's
a natural. That's a given. He's going to be. Oh, come on. That's a given, you know. But at the same time, he's not being distracted by the mess that's out there, by the traps, you know. That's a, you know, God is a great God.
Yes,
and,
he is.
And whatever you're doing or have done for him is working, sis. it's working. And I know it's not easy. It's not easy.
Yes,
it's bringing you to tears because you're going, look at my boy.
I got to tell you, Tony, I have some great sisters. I have two of them. And then I have some very close friends. My long-term girlfriend, Dahlia Perez, which is in the Bronx, New York. I love her to death. She talks to my boys. My girlfriend Kelly that lives in Reading, Pennsylvania, she talks to them. They help me. When I'm having a hard time with something, they'll go and they'll talk to them. And they give them different they give them a different insight. And I can also say the hairdresser that I take them to, the women that are in there. And please excuse me when I say hairdresser, because I've had issues with men cutting my children's hair. The young lady that's cutting their hair, all the women in there, they talk to them. And they tell them how hard I work, how hard I'm trying to keep them, you know, structured. And it's not easy. And it's true. It takes a village to raise one child.
You got a posse. I love that. And they're all women. That stands out. They all women. You didn't say this man. They're all women. And look, you said soon to be not single anymore. Sis, I don't know, but you know what? You got a great God in your life, okay? I'm going to bring Brother. Don't go nowhere. I want you to stay on the line. Your mic is going to stay open. I'm going to bring Brother Hess on the line. This brother is from behind the wall. I'm going to let him speak to you. Brother Hess, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, good brother. I'm here.
Did you hear the sister just now?
Man, I heard her, man. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Okay.
You know, to continue to hear the people come in and step up and speak on how, you know, and then be humble about how they've done certain things in the life, you know, it's amazing for a woman to be able to see that, you know, that her child is actually receiving the gifts from God, you know what I'm saying, and not even, you know, this woman right here is not even willing to take a lot of credit for that. She's pushing it off on the hairdresser. She's pushing it off on everybody else. But, sister, I just want to tell you from a young man's perspective, you know, that, sister, you deserve a lot of praise. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're just remaining willing to do certain things that you have done thus far. You know, it's a blessing to see. You know, I don't know, man. I'm touched. You know, I wanted to read this this poem, and it's a hard poem. I come from a very hard place, and I had wrote this, and I don't mean to bring this up at this time, but I know that God has made a reason for this, and this is coming from behind the walls, coming from a very hard place, and I want everybody to just take it in. It's called Loving Her Through the Pain by Brother Andre Hester. It says, my mom was a prostitute, and I asked myself why. Back then, all it was about was her getting high. If we were a rope together, I wish they could tie. But truth be told, I know it was all about her keeping her supply. But that was then, and this is now. I must let it go. There has to be a way out. The dope came first. And I came last. To her, it was all about getting that next blast. My God allowed it to happen, and this, I am sure. So I'll learn from the experience, and with my children, I will keep it pure. Things happened in the past, so we could enter today. So let's stay clean and never, ever go astray. Regardless of it all, I love her now. More than ever before. I thank God for what I've been through in order to show her love that much more. And you know, that was written about 3 years ago as a brother was going through recovery. And you know, I just continue to take in the words, take in the strength, take in the meaning, you know, the ability to be able to, you know, push aside resentments, pain, you know, of abandonment,
And it's a blessing to be able to hear with brother so strong inside of here, and to hear this sister talk about how she's, you know, she's even willing to take them children to a hairdresser to make sure that their hair is cut to a certain precision. You know, that's love, that's sacrifice, that's continuing, you know what I'm saying, exactly what it is that a mother has always wanted to do and be, you know. I went to church exactly. last night, and the man was speaking about that. He was speaking about how a mother, as a bear of a mother, will kill. It will destroy. It will go over and beyond the call of duty much more than the father ever will for that baby. And so, you know, you just you know, as we speak here on Enough is Enough, you know, let's save our children. Let's keep in mind, you know, the children didn't have a say so in the matter, and let's continue to carry on with this sister right here. Is bringing a legacy into our black communities. You know, of sacrifice and a pure heart, and it does pay off. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Hey, man, listen, no, brother. Yeah. You know, I was listening to the sister, and what stood out to in her whole, everything she said, not one time did she bash a man. Not one time.
Ever.
You know, she said the sister stepped up to help her with her boys. She didn't say no man. She said the sister. Okay, that says a lot about herself. And at the same time, you know, never count out the strength of our sisters and what they about.
Well, that goes for the man, too. That goes for the man, too.
I got that part. I get that. But sis, I'm going to tell you, as a man, and I see, I know what I do, okay? And what I do is needed. I'm a single dad, okay? My daughter didn't ask to come here, all right? So I had to do what I needed to do and what I was supposed to do, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and unfortunately, there's a lot of cats that won't even visit their child. Send their child a card, and they can, but for whatever reason, they won't, you know. But the mothers go to extra yard. They go to extra, you know. The mothers go to extra. Listen, I want my son to do X, Y, Z, and when they make accomplishments beyond our expectations, here you are, sister, talking about I'm shocked. Well, let me tell you.
You are doing a fantastic job,
and you're so humble about it, just like brother has said. You know, because right away you was like, well, I don't want to take all the credit. I had help, okay?
But I can't.
That's beautiful.
I can't. I got my mom. You know, I have my grandmother still here. You know, there's a little bit of everybody, and when people talk to my kids, I tell them sometimes people are telling you something that could be a message from God. Pay attention.
Mm.
Pay attention. I teach them to pay attention to their, you know, things that are going on around them, let alone their, what we all have is a sixth sense. There's no such thing as just a woman having it. Everybody has it. Okay? You just got to learn to tap into it. Pay attention.
Mm-mm,
and I have to teach them that, because in our day and age, if you don't, get caught out there.
For real. For real. And paying attention is very important, because we live in a society where folks are just not paying attention. Stuff happening right there where you are, right next to you. You know why you don't see it? Because you're on your cell phone, or you got them plugs in your ears and you're listening to some music or whatever. And then when you look around, you're standing there going, what happened? Well, you weren't paying attention. You know, that's the bottom line. Let me bring Brother Manu back in, and then we're going to take a break. Brother Manu, are you there? Hello, Brother Manu, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I had to reach for the mute button. Yeah, I was listening. and happy Mother's Day to the sister, and you know, all the strong sisters that, you know, that make a way and, you know what I'm saying, really have good intentions and try to make the best for especially their young men, even if they have to, you know, make a way by themselves. And I think I posted it up on my Facebook page how I'm so thankful that even after, you know, my little stage of, you know, going through that wanting to burn up everything, my mom didn't throw me away. And even after I lied, she still believed in me. And after I took from her, she still gave to me, you know what I'm saying, that love that mothers give, you know what I'm saying, when we as men are allowed to grow and develop to understand that and, you know what I'm saying, transform that into, you know, motivation to be the best people, the best men that we can be. You know, that's our way of, that's the best way that we can, without no money, you know, just making our mothers proud. You know, for that young man that you say made you surprised at, you know, his achievements, that's the best Mother's Day gift. That's the best gift that we can give our mothers back as men, and, you know what I'm saying, really being the best that we can be. I mean, that's across the board. So, you know, I've been emotional all day, and I thank you for sharing that. So,
thank you. No, it's a work in progress. That's all I can say. A work in progress. It's hard. Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say, you see what you've done. You see what you've done to us with your story. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just going to share this. You know, I was a rough cat coming out. Rebellious to the core, mean, selfish, and I had a birthday last month. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm going to tell you I am not a young man. But I had a birthday last month, and I went to see my mom, and she gave me a birthday card. And
Didn't you forget?
The birthday card, in a nutshell, the birthday card said, my son turned out all right. And that card, that sentence right there, you know, I went right into cry zone, like, oh, wow, Mom, you got me, you know. And, you know, she's more proud of me than I ever could know. You know, that I ever could know, you know, and I was like, wow, wow. You know, I thought maybe she held on to some things, but I could truly see and know and feel that she has truly forgiven me. And I'm going to tell you, there is no other feeling like that in the world for me, because one of the biggest things I wanted in my life was to have a better relationship with my mom. And God has blessed us to be there. And let me tell you, I'm not going to throw that away ever again. Ever again. You know, I know it's tough for mothers, you know. And I like I said, I got big respect for mothers like yourself, sis, because I know it's not easy. You get frustrated and, you know, the shoulda, couldas and all of that good stuff. But in spite of that, you still do the best that you can do. And thank God for those that have you have in your life who help you raise your sons or daughters. You know, that is a beautiful thing. And I believe if men caught on to that, you know, if you don't know how to be a father, go to that father that's being a father. And he may show you how, but you just got to have a little bit of humility, and all it takes is asking and saying, you know what, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? And you'd be surprised that brother will help you, because I have brothers help me become the father that I am today, because without them, I couldn't be a single dad. But I stepped out there and said, you know what, I don't know how to do this. Can y'all show me? Because, you know, at the time, it was my son, and he was coming up just like his dad. And what people were trying to do to me to make me do the right thing wasn't working. And I was trying that with him, and it wasn't working. And I was like, I don't know what to do. But I had some good cats in my life who said, this is how you do it. And I became a father, not just a baby's daddy. You know, and we got too many of those. Too many baby daddies and not enough fathers. And we got a lot of good mothers out there. Single moms holding it down. Holding it down. And I'm so grateful for y'all. You know, I think of the mother who's lost their child to the streets. You know, my heart goes out to them today because today is not a happy day for them. Their child is gone. Mm-hmm. Their son or their daughter is gone. And they're still mourning, and days like this are hard. So if you're listening, I understand. We understand. You know, if you want to call in, talk about it, the number is 424-258-9271, okay? Because we know that Mother's Day is not a joyous day for everyone. You know, we got folks whose mothers have gone on to be with the Most High, and we know there's folks out there that's missing their mom, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We understand. We ain't forgot about you. Well, at least I haven't, you know. I know it's not joyous for everybody, you know. Mother's Day kick up a lot of feelings. I know they do, you know. I'm not going to be too long on the air tonight because I do have a few things to do. I'm going to go to about 9:45. But in 3 minutes, we won't be live. We will be taping, so... If you're going to call in, you got about 60 seconds to join in. Again, the call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. Or the chat room will remain open, so you can go in there and leave your comments. I want to go back to Brother Hess, because he opened up with his story from the very beginning. If you don't mind, I just want to ask a few questions.
Yes,
Brother
Hess,
you know,
yes,
coming up where you came up, and by the way, I'm going to put everybody else's mic on mute for a second. As you came up, I know you had some struggles with trying to understand where mom's was at, and, you know, you said, I think you said your grandmother stepped up to the plate. You know,
definitely.
I mean... That mindset couldn't have been easy for you as a young man, you know. And I know some of your story, but would you just share with us a little bit, you know, dealing with mom and mom's circumstances, you know, how was it for you, really?
Well, you know, when I look back at that time, I realized that, you know, I wanted to place certain expectations and obligations on mother. You know, on my mama, you know, I wanted my father there, even though he was busy with his heroin addiction. You know, I only got to speak with him one time in my life. And, you know, so I wanted my mother to be a mother and a father. I felt like since she had me, you know, I felt like she was supposed to be my mother and my father. And if I couldn't get those things, and I started feeling those inadequacies of growing up as a child without a father and without feeling protected and comforted at times, or being able to have, you know, what the other kids had as far as Nike tennis shoes and being able to wear Jordache jeans. You know, I was wearing bell bottoms, you know. I kind of felt like my mother was placing me in a situation that was very uncomfortable. And so, you know, these things began to make me feel like that, man, why would my mom bring me into a world so messed up? Why is it that, you know, that God would allow me to have to come into a world with a hand like this? You know, and I didn't understand, and I always looked to my mama like, mama, what's going on? And I began to detach myself away from my mama, and so I began to start clinging a hope to Madea, because see, Madea had no say so in the matter, just like me. You know, Mom Duke came in her life, and she embraced me in because of the situation that my mother was in. And, you know, I didn't understand why all of this was going on. And so as I grew up, You know, and now that I began to start maturing and developing in certain emotional states, I realized that my mother was still a child at the time herself. You know, and we speak about children raising children. You know, if a woman has not developed and matured in certain areas of responsibility and accountability, she cannot raise a child, especially if she doesn't have a father there. And so, you know, that's when they say, you know, I think it comes in the thickest for me when it says, you know, it takes a village to raise a man. And because that's what I began to do. I began to go and hang out at the old women's house, Miss Irene, Miss Tina, Aunt Mary, Mud Deal, Big Mama. And I went around the neighborhood and I began to dust off whatnot shelves and, you know, sit in the front yard and pick up paper, whatever I needed to do to hang around the older women to get the nurturing that I wanted from Mama. And now I began to see how a lot of brothers mistreat women, and I asked myself, why are these guys able to mistreat these women? And it's beginning to become in my mind that they are treating these women the same way that they wanted or felt certain ways about their mother. You know, they wanted Mama to be all of this. And when she wasn't able to be that, so now they begin to take that as a rejection. It's not that it's a rejection. She just didn't know. If she knew better, she would do better. So, you know, the acceptance level has come in. You know, before I stop speaking, you know, Mr. Nix, you said something about the guys whose mother is no longer here on earth. And I wrote this little poem for him, and I would like to share it with you, my brother.
Can you hold the poem just for a little bit? I'm going to let you read the poem, but I got another caller. I want to get to this caller, so stand by. I'm going to let you read that poem in just a moment, okay? Let me get this caller.
Got you, my brother.
Okay. I want to welcome Brother Gator to the show. Good evening, Brother Gator.
Hey, what's happening, Doc?
How are you? Thanks for calling in tonight.
Man, I'm blessed. You know, I want to first say to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day to them. And for all those, just my opinion, that feel that they can't make do or survive in a single-parent home, I want to share this with them. It started off, and it will always be a single parent because we come out attached to the woman, not to the man and the woman. You know, so we need to realize that that's the way God planned it, and we not all need to act a fail like that because we come into the earth, we come into the world as one, even if there's twins. It's not attached to come out one at a time. I think we all need to take time and appreciate all the women as if it was Mary, Jesus' mother. I think if we do that and apply that, I do believe there'd be less violence in the streets because everyone will be loving one another just like as a village, like that brother was saying. And then the sister, Royal G, I want to give her a lot of honor and respect. She's doing a lot in Georgia. One of the things that's key is how she brought to my attention and to the world's attention about that young brother that they found dead down there. And for lack of a better phrase, he's a 21st century Emmett Till. And just go to show you what the power of a woman to me, and a lot of brothers know, we used to call, when we see them girls talking, we call it a hen party. But at the end of the day, they get networking while we all just get together, get a six-pack to watch a basketball game.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it, man.
You know, so I'm just saying, you know, to all the mothers, to all the women, love, and that's the way it is.
Thank you, Brother Gator. Thanks for calling in, man. You know, that.
Oh, well, you know, I reach when they reach out to me.
Listen, man, you come back and join us again real soon, man, because I really appreciate
you.
Oh,
ain't no matter. I got you.
Thank you.
Okay, then, I'm out.
All right. I'm going to go back to the sister here. Sis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You see what you started? No, I'm just messing with you. But thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to get your final comments. I'm going to get everybody's final comments, starting with you, and then I'm going to close this show for the evening. But what's your final comment on Mother's Day?
Most I can say is for all the mothers who are trying and feel like they're going to be at their wits' end, don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing, because when you give up, I mean, it's like then you wonder where you went wrong. Giving up is once they know that you've actually given up, it's just all over. Just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than to say that, because that's what they need. One thing, if there's a Jill Scott, the Ebony magazine with Jill Scott on it, if you haven't gotten that magazine, sisters, you need to get it. Sisters and brothers, please get that magazine, because my man brought to my attention something today. It was an article, and the article is so deep. It breaks it down into four different categories of what's going on with our black males as far as children, or they said that our black boys. Please read that article, because it breaks down things that you just would have never, you know, even pondered about, and I'm glad I read it. I am so happy I read it, that I have to now get it so I can read it to my kids.
Is it this month's edition or is it a later edition?
I think it's this month's edition with Jill Scott and her son on it. I think it's this month or last month. You know how they do cycles, so it might be
right,
on the head.
Right, I'm going to look for it. I'm definitely going to look for it. Thank you.
It's very good to read.
Thank you so much for sharing that bit of information with us, because I'm going to look for it. Matter of fact, I'm going to look for it tonight. But, sis, again, I want to thank you for calling in. Please join us anytime. We got a show coming up this Thursday. His sister's working on it. I don't know what she's got up her sleeve, but she's putting it together. Matter of fact, she's supposed to be sending me the info tonight. Hopefully I'll get it. But please, the invites will go out to everyone, so please try to join in. Sister, again, happy Mother's Day to you. Keep doing what you're doing. God is with you. Believe that. So, sister,
yes, I do.
The hairdresser, y'all. Did y'all hear that? She said the hairdresser. Okay? The hairdresser's giving insight. And who else did you mention real quick? You said someone else.
My closest friends and family.
Friends
all females.
And fam.
I mean we
That's
have some
blessing.
Males, but they're busy trying to raise their family.
Right.
But they all talk. They all talk when they get that chance to give that insight. They do. I can't say that they don't.
See,
but
that's
it,
the way it needs to be for us, you
yeah.
know. And it's going on, but it's few and scattered, you know.
Yeah.
We need to step up our game in that area. Thank you so much again, sister. You have a blessed
Thank
night.
You for
Come
me.
Join us again. I'm gonna go back to Brother Manu and let us get his final comments. Brother Manu, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am, man. I mean, I'm gonna just keep mine short and simple, man. The mother is the, you know what I'm saying, the female is the, you know, from them comes our future. You know, once we honor and respect and really hold them in the best regard, you know, a lot of our issues will work themselves out as young men and what it is that we're supposed to be doing. So, you know, when we start looking at our females, our sisters, our aunties, our mamas in different fashions and holding them in the best regards, because, you know, that's where we came from. And if we don't respect them, you know, our future would be very, very dim. So, you know, peace and blessings and love to all the mothers out there and all the females and, you know, all the brothers that have mothers and even those who, you know, have parents that may not be here, you know. We all together, you know what I'm saying, because we all we got. So thank you, brother, for having me on.
Brother, come back real soon, please, man. Like I said, I'm glad you called in tonight. And do me a favor, man. When you speak to your mom, man, give her a big happy Mother's Day from me, okay? Because I know that she is crazy about you. That I know. I know she is crazy about you. She down there in my hometown, Georgia. I was born in Savannah, raised in New York. Okay, but I know that Georgia mama is crazy about you. So please.
You know, and that's what it's all about, man. I don't mean to cut y'all, man, but that's what it's all about, man. It's, you know, at one point in time, man, I was the worst little son, man. The mama could say that's mine, man. And, you know, to turn around and just make her so proud of me and just do the thing that she want me to, knew that I could do from the start and just make her proud to say that I'm her son, man. That's, you know, that's a lot. That's a real gift, man. That's a gift that can't nobody buy.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, you know, not taking away from anybody else's mom, but see, my mama come out of Oliver, Georgia, and I know what a Georgia mama is like, okay? All right. No, all right. Okay. I already know, man. Okay. First, all right. And let me tell you, when it comes to that kitchen, get out of the way. All right. Listen, brother.
That's right.
All right. Listen. Again, man, thank you for joining us tonight, man. Come back real soon. I'll be sending out invites about Thursday night's show. So please come back and be a part of it. Listen, man, you be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, man, tell your mom I said Happy Mother's Day and God bless
you. Yes, sir.
All right. Brother Hess. Okay, Brother Hess, here's your opportunity to give us that poem. And please shout out your organization when you're done.
Okay, thank you so much. I want to first of all just thank Mr. Gator Bradley for calling in with United in Peace. They now have their opening for the Global United in Peace Mission coming up inside of Detroit, Michigan. Also, Brother Manu, you know what I'm saying, and his mother, Miss Teresa Lewis Clack. Man, that sister is a strong sister, and she's mentoring me myself along with the rest of you brothers and sisters throughout this country and this nation. I thank everybody so much for allowing me to be nurtured up under you. This is called My Angel. It says, this little light of mine, you saw fit when no one else cared if it shined. Those messages we so often find, you found importance in it, never to be undermined. You've been the best thing put into our life. You were our gift of grace in our time of strife. You helped us all to endure those tests of time, just as you were our humble understanding when we got into a bind. That passion in which was instilled in us by you can never be compared. We absolutely cherish each and every moment we shared. We will carry your remembrance with us forever and always in our heart. Your wings will forever protect us, just as they have from the very start. Oh, how your hugs gave us the warmth from the thickest cover. Now your blessed wings will give us the protection of this caring mother. So please continue to bless us with your presence forevermore. You are now our guardian angel until that day we meet at heaven's door. This is Brother Hess speaking, coming from behind the walls and just asking everybody to remember that we at United in Peace, also the POPS program in which I am the founder of, we are asking everybody to remember us, keep us in prayers. We don't do donations unless you're willing to give your time. We are a six-step program of peace, which we start out by asking people to form a bond with people they are not normally used to functioning with, and we go into stepping into the problem before getting into the solution. We continue to always keep our doors open, and you can find us at Pops Movement on Facebook. You can also locate us, myself, Brother Manu, Brother Eric Greenswhite, David James Johnson, and the rest of the staff at Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, along with the Pops Movement. Thank y'all so much, and thank you so much, my mentor, Mr. Nix.
Thank you, Brother Hess. Thank you so much, man. That was a beautiful poem. Those were beautiful poems, let me say that. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight. Listen, man, you come back and be with us, man. I need you, brother. Trust me, there's no me without you. And I say that from the heart, my man. Listen, I want to thank all my listeners tonight. I want to thank everyone who called in. You've been listening to EIE, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tony V. Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, based here in New York City, Southeast Queens. there's a plague in every community across the nation, and that plague is gun violence. Okay? Our children are being led to the grave by those who don't have their best interests at heart. The new Jim Crow machine is in effect. People on Wall Street are taking out stock for corporate corrections across America. Our young, troubled youth and young adults have become a commodity in the stock market due to corporate America and their agenda. Listen, we got to get involved. We got to stay involved. You got to do it now, not tomorrow, not later, but right now. This is for our children, your son, my daughter, your nephew, your niece, your granddaughter needs you. Brothers, if you're listening, if you're struggling with being a dad, being a real father, focus on the child, not the beef you got with the mother. Don't make your child a collateral damage, because your child needs you. There are mothers out there who are making it happen. Happy Mother's Day to you. We need our babies to live past the age of 15 and become productive members of society. The future belongs to them. So some of us are going to have to make that undying commitment in order for them to live. These are our babies we're talking about. And the world is a violent place. Let's stop the genocide in our communities. Because the sooner that we know peace, the sooner we have no violence, the sooner we will know peace. Listen, again, happy Mother's Day. My name is Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. You can find us on Facebook, or you can go directly to our website. That's eiesaveourchildren.wix.com. Register and become a member of the movement for change for our children. God loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed night. I'll talk to you real soon.
I see some faces. together. I feel some kind of protection that's all around.